The soul has filtered all of the universe, is ready to welcome you and say, come this way. I will take you on the path that leads to freedom. I will take you on the path that leads to your spirit. I will take you on the path that leads to knowing the identity of the one and only Christ. You'll find all three within you. And then the three are one. And that one becomes known to you as you. I am the Christ. I am the Spirit. I am the soul. And when that happens, you are the child of God, realized. Not the child of God in theory, but realized. And that is when all that the Father hath is thine. That is when all needs are fulfilled and you walk forth looking as you look now, but proving that you are the child of God. What isn't there becomes there. What is needed shows up. What you think are not your thoughts, but my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. And so you learn that you live a different kind of a life than a human life. It doesn't depend on people. It is a life that is fed by the divine. Now, I suspect that many people here have had their taste of the truth. They've had their taste of the soul talking, the spirit talking to the soul, and Christ being the oneness that binds them together with the Father. They have had the experience of that which happens, which is not planned, that which shows up in the invisible. They've had the experience of certainties where around them was chaos. When you have had this, how fortunate you are, because you know it will always be there. And you're not floundering in the dark saying, where is my Father? What must I do? And so you must build this experience. This experience will come to you. It must come to you. But it cannot come while you are being misled by that mind. You must find a way to listen deeper than your mind. Joel has written something about these things. I have a passage picked out I want to read to you, in which he talks about the nature of illusion. And when you read it or hear it, you find a chord in your response. Yes, I understand that. That's what's happened to me a number of times. And then you find, because it's happened to me, I have found a way to prevent it from happening to me. And let's just start on that trend. This is in the Wisdoms. The Infinite Way Wisdoms. And I think if you haven't read them, you will see that they are geared to opening the door for you to show you some of your own experiences and what they have been and why. He says to begin your spiritual life with the understanding that all conflicts must be settled within your consciousness. That sounds simple enough. The only trouble is that we're in a hurry to settle these conflicts. Sometimes they demand haste, and we don't quite get to the bottom of it. To settle them within our consciousness means the soul must enter and replace the human mind. Now, I need not say much more, but if you have a human mind conflict that is not being settled by your soul, you're going to have it again and again, because the soul is the master. It must tell you what you are to do. I wanted to get that across because I want to go to the New Horizon chapter. I remember reading this chapter many years ago, and I was told to read it 30 times. 30 times. And I thought, well, now, I'll start. And I'll probably read it 30 times and find out why. And in the 8th time that I read it, that was my last time, I learned why I was told to read it 30 times. It could have happened in the 8th time or the 22nd, but it wasn't going to happen in the first few times. And all of a sudden, secrets of the infinite way were there. All of a sudden, I found the layers and layers of awareness that make up an individual. And then as I pursued this reading of it, I found that things that were not known to a human mind, the unfoldments were so dramatic to me. I could sense the presence of non-human beings. Who were they? I didn't know. They were spiritual beings. I didn't know what a spiritual being was. But I was learning that beneath the surface of visibility, beneath the surface of the mind visibility, is another life, another region. And there is life in that region. And I learned that Christ was beneath the surface of the human mind. And that was, for me, a very important discovery. And I knew then that I had to go beneath the surface of the human mind to find the Christ. Little did I know that I was trying to find myself. And that leads to finding yourself. So these infinite way wisdoms, if you take them on the surface and you read them, and you say that means this and this means that, you'll have to go back and read them again. And I would like to give you the same advice I received. Read the infinite way wisdoms 30 times. You may not go that far. You may decide in 4 times you've come to a higher truth than you realize in the first time. Or you may go to the 8th like I did. You may go to the 12th. But read those in such a way that every time you read them, you have benefited by having read them before. And what you saw before, you're trying to find a deeper meaning. And so it comes. And then when you find the deeper meaning, you can't believe what you have found. I mean, you just don't believe it. You look at the walls and want to talk to the walls. How could I have missed this? You find the invisible universe. And it's a real one. And the visible means nothing. Absolutely nothing. The visible is a shallow imitation of the invisible reality. It doesn't come easy, but it comes. And if you're patient, if you invite the Spirit to look through your eyes, you'll find your vision changes. You're not a 20/20 reader. That's for human beings. I'd like to read this to you. The sense which presents pictures of discord and harmony, inharmony, disease and death, is a universal mesmerism. If the sense that presents these problems as universal mesmerism, isn't he not saying that the senses are lying to us? If they are universal mesmerism, then they're not there. So therefore, the pictures of discord and inharmony, disease and death, are not there. Only the pictures are there. When did you come to grips with that? Can you think of a recent time when you overlooked this fact? That those senses cannot report the facts to you? They can only report surface facts. They can only report facts that are not facts. The senses can only bring to you images. And these images are what we think is reality. Even disease and death are sense images. Well, if that's the case, this certainly is a chapter I've got to read. Because all the time I thought that what I see is a fact. They're burying this man today. That's a fact. He's got cancer. That's a fact. He's got an unruly temperament. He's always battling with the law. That's a fact. But it's not. That's the surface. How can he go deeper? Well, he can't. He's stuck with his belief that these things are real. I know they're not real. I know that a man died because his body was in time. That's the only reason he died. You cannot die in a body unless it's in time. And everybody who dies, dies in a time body. We all have a choice of not dying in a time body. But the choice is too difficult to make, it seems. We do not spend our time getting out of time. We think, how can I get out of time? It's all over, wherever I go. But is it? I don't see a wristwatch on God. I don't see a calendar in God, in his office. Man lives by the clock and the calendar. In time. He surrounds himself with time. He builds a house, it takes 2 months. He has another project, it takes 3 weeks. Everything he does is figured time-wise. And it gets done early sometimes, and sometimes it gets done late. But it doesn't get done in God's universe. That's all we've got so far. Just two lines of statements. The universal mesmerism has to do with disease, death, discord. Now, what's going to make that death and disease and discord not a mesmeric activity? When you take the mesmeric activity away, there's no disease there. There's no discord. There's no death. Of course, if it were possible to move into the next realm in time, we'd all die there instead of here. But you've got to get out of time to prevent death. And unless you become aware of it, to the point where your motor is running and you're determined to get rid of it and to overcome the belief that there is time and to see why, you'll die in a time body. Everybody does, except those who have become aware that time bodies are the cause of death. God did not create time. Man did. And that's why man dies in time. The Christ never lives in time. And those who follow the Christ learn how not to live in time. How are you going to learn that? You're going to have to look at ways and means in your own mind. You're going to have to read Joel's suggestions. You're going to have to listen to tapes. You're going to have to set your mind above your soul and listen. The soul never works in time. You've got a job to do, and you've got to be willing to give up the old ways. You've got to live in the soul as much as you can. When you say, how can I do that? You've got to find a way. And the simplest way is to not think. You cannot think with the mind and be in the soul at the same time. So there would have to be periods in which the stillness of the mind is your exercise. In the stillness of the mind, the soul comes upon the scene. Let's try it just a brief moment, and you'll see what I'm saying. Can you hold your mind still? quite certain that a great number of us held our minds still because you could feel it. You could feel the soul rise. Now, when that happens to you, it's very hard to find a negative in your life. No negatives come through the soul. And you won't enter into confusion, criticism, or arguments with the mind when you realize the soul holds you from these things. In the soul, you're able to dwell in divine thought. Because what you think with the soul, you don't think with. It comes to your soul. Your thoughts come from another direction. They come from the infinite. And you find you're thinking, but you didn't instigate that thought. Something else did. The soul seems fearless. It isn't worried about human problems. Not because it's indifferent, because every human problem is solved in the soul and by the soul. And when you have a pure soul experience, you find in a pure soul experience, you're not concerned about the problem. It was either an illusion to begin with, or it's been solved. Let's go deeper with the soul now. Let's hold it there. Do I find it hard to think when the soul is active? Can I perpetuate my belief in a problem? That would be confusion. You cannot think with the mind and be in the soul. So you'll have to give up the mind at the moment and rest in the soul. And now where's the problem? You say, well, I'm just delaying the solution of it. Maybe you're not. Maybe the soul is going to show you that there is no problem. When you're high enough in the soul, all things that you thought were problems, even serious problems, are seen in their true light. You say, what about this disease or this death that's impending? How does the soul solve that? You'll have to get into the soul to find out. All of the healings in the Bible were conducted above the level of the human mind. And the higher the consciousness of the individual, the deeper, the more quickly the healing is achieved. Years a cripple. Why? Because I couldn't walk. I didn't know how. I didn't get to the water in time. There was always someone there who beat me to it. You sure that's the reason? Let's try another method. Let's realize that you are the Christ. And even though you can't, let me try. The Christ is not a cripple. And if I realize that you are the Christ, if I have a success in realizing your identity, I won't be thinking that with the human mind. Realization is not in the human mind. If in my consciousness I can find the self of you who is known as the Christ, you can walk again now. Now you say, well, Jesus could do that, but we can't. Well, at least we know he can do it. And now let's try to do it. Let's keep trying. And remember that the only time you can't do the things that Jesus does is because you haven't gone high enough in your consciousness. There's an impediment. You stopped at the mind level. You didn't get into the higher levels of awareness. You still are confused by the fact that you see a physical being. Jesus never saw one. Never saw a physical being. They were all around him. All being healed around him. He never saw one. The Christ always saw with a Christ vision. He saw the healing before the individual was healed. If you're in the human vision, you're not going to do that. In other words, you must live in that level of awareness which sees Christ everywhere. You don't see a cripple. You don't see a person with a disease. The human eye sees that, but you are not looking with the human eye. You are looking with the Christ eye. I know there's work to be done, but that's where you do it. You learn how to see with the Christ eye, how to know with the Christ mind, having that mind that was in Christ Jesus. There's work we can do, and we're going to find the way to do it. We're going to have to move higher and higher and higher. The sense illusions are for those who use the senses. We all have the same senses. But the senses are not allowed to come into play and make decisions. In Christ awareness, you see perfection everywhere. You don't tolerate imperfection. You don't see imperfection to be corrected. You see only perfection, no matter what you're told. And even after you fail, you still see only perfection. Because ultimately, that's what you will see. And you don't see it with your human eyes. You don't look out at imperfection. You're looking deep into yourself. Senses, which present pictures of discord and inharmony, disease and death, is the universal mesmerism which produces the entire dream of human existence. Now, do you see what we're up against? We're not facing a dream here and a dream there, a discordant dream here and a good one there. We're facing the dream of human existence. You see why we must come to Christ? This is no child's play. This isn't restricted to a city. Human existence is a dream. And because we are looking at it with a mind which is hypnotized and has no capacity to outgrow the dream, that's our predicament. And it's better to know what your predicament is when you start than to find it so deep that you can't move out of it. If I am dreaming with a human mind, and I will always dream with a human mind, then I must find another implement which is not dreaming, and it is not that mind. I cannot clear the human mind from my dream. That is the nature of the human mind. How many are aware of that? How many have realized that no matter how long I live, this human mind will always be in a dream? And if you don't agree with it, makes no difference. That's part of your dream. Why do we seek then the Christ mind? Because it is not in the human dream. So we go deeper and deeper and deeper to find that mind, that same mind which was in Christ Jesus in us. It's not going to be a different mind. It's going to be the divine mind. You have the capacity to find a divine mind in yourself. And when you find it, you'll know it. Suddenly everything changes. This fellow who was sick says, "I'm not sick, I feel fine." You say, "What did that?" Well, it wasn't your human mind. The higher consciousness prevailed, and then the mesmerism is gone. And so, Everyone who comes to Jesus touches the Christ mind. There goes the mesmerism. But was that Christ's mind only in Jesus? No. You are the Christ and I am the Christ. We have the Christ mind. The very same mind that was in Christ Jesus is in every one of us. I don't see it. I don't feel it. They can take an x-ray of me and not find it. They can take an x-ray of anything they want and not find God either. The Christ mind is invisible to human sense. God is telling you that the Christ mind is in you. If you hadn't realized it, it's time to know it. And the Christ mind that is in you is there for the reason that you, in your Christ mind, can walk out of the mesmerism, out of the dream world. That's our task, we know it. At one time, it would have seemed like an impossible task. Now, we know it's the most glorious occupation in the universe, the chance to find the Christ mind in me, the chance to find the Christ mind in you, the chance to bring the Christ mind into daily life. And we all have that chance. Now that Christ mind has to be handled in such a way that you don't move it aside. It demands that you give love as well as get love. It demands that you look at everyone and realize this is the invisible Christ mind, and this man is mesmerized. He's mesmerized a little worse than this one, maybe a little worse than me, but we all have that mind. Now, who's going to stop us from releasing it? Just our own ignorance. I'm going to say, this man is a blackguard. This man has terrible morals. What have I accomplished by that? I've pleased my own vanity. This man is a governmental thief. This man is an adulterer. What have I accomplished? Have I found the Christ?